we know, having a chat with Mary Fong, she'll tell you, as the others have mentioned before, her background, how she too came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as her Saviour, and how she can become involved with the Lovelessness. Over to you, Mei Fong.
Thank you. My name is Kwan Mei Fong. I'm from Singapore. I'm just 25 years old, and I come from a Taoist background. When I was a little girl, my mother used to bring me to the temple where I worship idols made of wood and stones, but all this meant nothing to me, because there's one great thing that my heart always fear, and that's death. Because when I was little, my mother used to teach me that if I tell lies, I will go to hell, my tongue will be cut off and things like that. So I used to be very afraid even when I was a little girl. There are times when I got up in the middle of the night and I'm really scared, but I won't dare to wake my mother up because I know that she won't understand me. So this is how I passed life till when I become 14 years old. When my sister told me about the Lord Jesus Christ. She became a Christian while she was still in school. And even though she tell me about Jesus Christ, I don't understand it. And she taught me how to pray a prayer to ask Jesus into my life. So I prayed it without really understanding it. But later, as I read from the New Testament, I really understand that Jesus Christ has died for me. And the Lord just gave me the assurance that I have no more fear of death, because Jesus Christ has given Himself, He's without sin, He's given Himself to come to this earth, because He's God, and He came down to die for me. And because of His blood, my sins could be cleansed. And all I could do is just to tell Him that I'm sorry, that I have sinned against Him, and that I ask Him to come into my life. That's all I need to do. And after I've done that, the Lord just gave me the assurance that even if I'm to die right now, I'll be with Him. And I really thank the Lord that throughout this many years, He has been a good friend to me. There are times, as I've said before, that I couldn't tell my mother because she won't understand. And I believe that everyone around me won't understand the deep problem in my heart. But Jesus Christ could understand me. And all I can do is just to tell Him, and I know that He hears me and He understands me. I was working as a kindergarten teacher before I joined the ship. I only work for 3 hours a day, and I attend church on Sunday, and I have Bible study once a week. But I really have this hunger in my heart to know God more. And when I heard of Operation Mobilization, I really have this desire to join it. But I know that it's impossible for me, because I come from this Chinese family, and they are really strict. My mother is very strict on me, and I only the furthest and the longest time I've left home is to Malaysia, which is just a few miles, or rather 100 over miles away. And the longest time I've been away from home is 1 week. So it's really hard for me to tell her that I want to join Logos. So I just won't dare to tell her that I wanted to join Logos. But the Lord just really burdened my heart, and I feel very, very burdened. And God just gave me a verse in Isaiah that He asked me not to fear, because He's with me. So I just took up all the courage I have and went to ask my mother. And I felt such relief when I told her that I wanted to join the ship. And even though I got the answer that I expected, and there's no, I heard of Operation Mobilization in April, and we are supposed to go for a conference, and if we are going, we have to go off at the end of June. So I have 2 months, really. And I keep on telling my mother every day that I wanted to join Logos. And all the time she says no, and I really upset her a lot. And she cried, and I really felt very bad because I love her very much and I don't want to upset her. Even my sister was who are Christian, she asked me saying, if are you sure it's the Lord's will, because you're upsetting mother so much. So I just told the Lord that if you really want me to go, you have to do something, because you have also said that I'm to obey my, honor my father and mother, so I cannot leave home in such a stage. So I just kept quiet and never asked her anymore. But the Lord really wanted me to come here to be trained and to learn more about Him. So He made her to ask me again, because I was looking very sad. And so she asked me whether I really wanted to come. And she tried to persuade me for not coming. She said that you could just work and have enough money, just go for a tour. But I told her that this is something different. I mean, this is not a pressure cruise. We have a job and we also tell people about Jesus Christ. And later she just said, okay, if you want to go, you could go. And she even helped me with some of the shoppings and tell me what to bring. The Lord has taught me a lot on the ship. My first 6 months was in the pantry. Even doing practical things like washing dishes, which I've never done before at home. I'm the youngest in the family of seven, so my mother did most of the housework. And washing dishes with another girl for 140 people is really not easy. And working in a very hot room. And sometimes when we're at sea and we're seasick, we still have to continue. But the Lord really teach me many things like patience, and teach me to do things for Him, even practical work for Him cheerfully. And I learned to stand up in front of people to testify, which I've never really done before since I become a Christian. And I used to be very quiet, but now the Lord has really taught me to speak up about Him and to testify for Him. Now I'm in the girls' training program. The Lord has really fulfilled my desire in learning more about Him. As I do more methods of studying the Bible, I really learn to know Him more and more.